I'm very happy now to welcome Mike Marcucci. He's producer of the film 16 Acres, which screens tomorrow night, Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the CCA here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte. I appreciate that. It's great to be with you.
So I love this film. It's a really great story. It's a documentary about the intense controversies surrounding what should happen at Ground Zero in New York after 9/11. When did the making of this film begin?
Well, the production of this documentary formally began about 2.5 years ago, but I myself have been involved in filming activities at the World Trade Center since 2004. I've worked for many of the stakeholders. I've worked for the Port Authority, worked for the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and I worked for Silverstein Properties, and that got me all the access to the cast of characters in my movie.
Ah, very interesting. Okay, that makes sense, because all the players are in this movie, and what you have is a picture of the kind of emotional needs of the various concerned parties after 9/11, which basically meant pretty much everybody in New York. What were some of the options that people were considering to address the post 9/11 needs?
Well, the film itself is a history of all the conflicting ideas for what to do with the site. We were left with this. New York was left with this giant vacuum. This terrible tragic event had happened, and everyone standing around looking at this pile of rubble and wondering what to do. So our film shows the various points of view of the politicians, of the real estate developers, of the people who lost family members, and they all had various ideas of what to do, and often it became contentious because everyone wanted to do something different, but they all had their heart in the right place, but they definitely had different agendas.
And some of them were saying, let's turn it into a green field of memory, and some others were saying, let's build towers even taller than the ones before.
Right. Well, the Mayor Giuliani originally, in his farewell address, said that he thought the entire site should just be one big, beautiful park and memorial, and a lot of family members felt that way, too. But then you also had family members who said, no, we have to rebuild or else we look like we're surrendering. And then you had the real estate developer who saw the business leaving downtown Manhattan like rats leaving a ship. And he said, we got to rebuild right away because, we don't want the city to suffer this great loss of jobs. And so, yeah, everybody had thoughts, but, I think at the end of the day, I think my movie shows that there was some compromise between everybody.
Right, right. Now, one of the things, and I don't want to, I mean, a lot of us out here haven't, some, a lot of people have never been to New York or haven't been there for a long time, and so I don't want to give away all of what actually happens, which of course is still in progress, but I mean, the question of who was in charge was incredibly complicated. Who were some of the various players who had responsibility for Ground Zero?
Well, essentially, it was up to Larry Silverstein as the leaseholder. He signed a 99-year lease with the Port Authority, who owned the land. And so as the leaseholder, he was in charge of putting things back, according to his lease. But then you have the governor and the mayor who took the lead as well. So I would say ultimately it probably the governor and the Port Authority had the supreme control, but Silverstein had lease control in terms of his lease. So I'd say that the people in my movie are the mayor, the governor, and the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, as the basically the big decision makers.
It's really, this documentary, a saga of grand politics on so many levels, and how the governor of New York was trying to use this as a kind of political football to his advantage. And then there are all of these people who'd lost family in 9/11 who had a lot to say about how this site should be rebuilt. And I think the film is really fair to everybody who's in it. And I have to say, watching this, I never thought I'd be sympathetic with the kind of gazillionaire real estate developers. But when you watch Larry Silverstein and Yano Lieber, you see these very practical people who are just trying to get things done and not partake so much in the grandstanding, of which there was a great deal during that whole time.
Yes, well, you know, we tried our best, and I hope succeeded, to be fair to everybody. I mean, we really wanted to pretty much lay it out very evenly and let the viewer decide, you know, who they thought, you know, was right or wrong. But, yeah, we tried to be fair. And essentially, you know, the governor acted like a politician would, and the developer acted like a developer would, and, you know, and so on. Everybody behaved, you know, the way they, you know, their profession dictates. So, you know, and they were all, you know, right in their own perspective. But, you know, like I said, we tried to be very, very even and fair. And, yeah, I mean, some characters you wouldn't expect to be sympathetic towards. You start to understand why, you know, why some of these people did what they did, you know.
It's really, all in all, a kind of loving portrait of New York City and its many manifestations of money and power and people's passions and emotions, and then regular people and people fighting and finally working things out. Is there still that kind of fighting going on, or has it reached a kind of consensus and sense of moving forward?
Well, the site is a history of ups and downs, of, you know, starts and stalls, and currently we're in a very good place. Everybody is getting along, and building is going on at a kinetic pace. So at this stage, everything is working out just fine. And but, you know, there's still several years to go. But at this stage, it's all good.
How has the film been received in New York?
The film has been received very well in New York, and actually, you know, in Europe too. We had our premiere in Zurich in September, and I was shocked at how much, you know, people in Zurich knew about it. But the funny thing about New Yorkers, and this is one of the reasons why I did the movie, was most New Yorkers tuned out many years ago. They just threw their hands up in the air and said, you know, these guys are just fighting and it's never going to get done, and I just don't, you know, just don't even read about it anymore. So, you know, I used to tell people I worked here, and they had no idea that buildings were going up, and that 7 World Trade Center has been finished since 2006. So that was really the motivation for making the movie, was to sort of tell this story of the most famous construction site, but yet the most least understood, and New Yorkers were the most uneducated because they tuned out.
That's so interesting. I mean, there's this great scene in the movie where there's an architectural competition for what buildings should be built there, and the competition, photographs of the competition finalists of their work were in, what, every major newspaper on the planet Earth?
Right, right. Well, that was early on. You know, the first few years, you know, there was a lot of movement. You know, they cleared the site very quickly. They came up, you know, they got a competition going, and we show a lot of the unusual designs that came up. But then things started bogging down, you know, around 2004, 2005, and you know, the New Yorkers, like I said, tuned out. But I think that you know, the buildings that they did come up with are quite beautiful. We have a beautiful site that's coming up in New York.
Mike Marcucci is producer of the film 16 Acres. which screens tomorrow night, Wednesday, at 7 o'clock at the CCA right here in Santa Fe. Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, and appreciate it. I just wanted to say thank you, too, to Jason Silverman at the Contemporary Arts Center. I appreciate the showing, and thank you again.
Excellent. Yes, shout out to the fabulous Jason Silverman, who's bringing some of the best movies ever to Santa Fe.